What would you call, well, like those that you'd pull down over the window to keep out the light?
Oh, you mean blinds. The shutters, like?
No, like those.
Curtains. Shades.
Shades.
Those are shades.
Those are shades.
They were shades. Mm-hmm.
They have those back?
Yeah. Only there's all green. Dark green.
Really?
I didn't see any whiteness till we got to this place.
Oh.
We've been here 40 years.
40 years?
No, I take it back, about 48. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. My youngest son was 2 years old when we moved here.
Mm-hmm. How many children do you have?
I just have two boys.
Two boys. No, all sons?
No girls.
No.
I have two boys. My oldest brother has four boys. My other brother had one boy. No girls.
There's no daughters.
And this sister that lived out here that passed away, she had three boys. My oldest sister had two girls.
And that's the only?
That's the only
daughters.
Granddaughters that my mother had. She had nine grandsons.
Nine grandsons and two?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I bet that was something when they all got together.
They come home for Christmas, because I was still at home, and Lord help us. It took us a week to get things straightened out in the house and out in the barn or any other place. The boys just took over.
Oh, I'll bet. At the top of the house, just underneath the roof, there'd be some
kind of attic.
We
had an attic.
We had an attic. What about a little room off from the kitchen to store extra canned goods and things?
Well, we had, like I say, a bedroom, but we had built shelves and with a door on it, and we kept some there.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, we ate mostly what we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just didn't can like they do now.
Uh-huh.
They canned. We canned tomatoes, mm-hmm. and what else was it? Not like they do now, canning everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't can too much. You know, just didn't do it.
Well, where would they keep the dishes that they used?
We had a cupboard.
Oh, cupboard.
A cupboard. Just got them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the pots and pans you hung on the wall behind the stove.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you call some worthless things that you're about to throw away, you'd call that?
Rummage, I guess. I don't know.
What about a room just to store, odds and ends in? What would you call that?
What was that? I can call it a rumplecomber, but you don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's what we have.
Is that what y'all call it?
Yeah, it's more of a like a rummage or just, you know, stuff that you don't use often
mm-hmm.
and all,
mm-hmm.
you put in that room.
Mm-hmm.
It would be just a storage room,
storage
I guess you'd call.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, Mom always tells her to put it back in the rumplecomber.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. That's German.
That's
a rummage. A comma is like a room or a closet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in there.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to sweep with?
We had brooms. Just straw brooms, you know, like they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Not these fancy ones.
Mm-hmm. Where would they keep the broom?
Behind the door in the
behind
kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. And set it up on its head, on its handle.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so it wouldn't
uh-huh.
bend so much.
Oh. Well, now, years ago, talking about getting the clothes clean, they'd say they had to do the...
Well, we just done the washer.
Uh-huh.
We had a wash day.
Oh, you had yes. one particular day?
Yeah, usually on a Monday.
We'd be on a Monday?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we'd have to carry water from the well about two blocks from the house.
Oh, two blocks?
Yeah.
Goodness.
We had a well at the house, but then that would go dry if we taxed it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right close, right in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.